Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Evan Bressler. And Evan, we're going to be talking about safety for the winter. And you're with MEC as, what's your title again?
Yep, I'm in charge of safety.
There you go.
Director of Safety and Loss.
There you go. And so we're coming into a season when slips, trips, and falls are more prevalent. And so what kind of precautions do you have your employees take?
Yeah, and really slip, trips, and falls, I know with winter it's a little bit more on the mind, but really throughout the whole year it's pretty prominent. You know, and really the biggest advice I could give is just use your best judgment and common sense. You know, we see a lot of just slips in the parking lot. Even with plowing, laying salt down, people are just always in a hurry. You know,
that's so true.
Running late into work, and you want to make it into the door. So it's tough to get that through some people's minds, but you just got to reiterate it. But just take your time and slow your speed down.
Mm-hmm. And it really is hard to tell sometimes with black ice, especially. Even if someone's put salt down, that doesn't necessarily save you.
No, it doesn't. Not every time. And I mean, you can put gravel, you can put sand down, but no, when it comes to black ice, that's a whole other beast.
Exactly.
That's something we got to really preach to our linemen who are driving the big line trucks, and also our propane drivers driving the bulk trucks as well.
And so are there extra precautions then, especially for the guys that are going up on the poles? Is there certain safety precautions that you take in addition to just regular every day? I mean, I would think it'd be almost the same thing, only to the nth degree.
Right. And a lot of that is complacency, too. And just keeping your eye out looking for those hazards.
Right.
But just not being complacent. So you always get on your toes.
Exactly. And as soon as you aren't, that's when a problem probably comes up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So when the weather starts to turn then, are there different things that you do not have your linemen do anymore?
You know, it really just depends with the temperature for the linemen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them out there when it's like last year we had that polar vortex. I mean, we keep them in. If we have to send them out, we will.
Right.
You know, if there's another that rolls in, we'll send them out. But other than that, no, you try to eliminate any of those possibilities for hazards.
And do they have different kind of safety gear maybe that, especially when you have, you know, downed wires due to ice buildup and things like that?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I say all the guys have their FR rated clothing. When they're up on the lines working on primary, you're in rubber gloves, which are not warm. So it's tough, but it comes with the territory and the job too. They try to stay bundled as much as they can.
Yes, and probably work a little bit different in shifts maybe to help them play, stay warm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, come back to your truck, warm up, go back out. But
exactly.
Again, our job is to get everybody on as quickly and safely as we can at the end of the day.
Well, and I know Midwest Energy does a great job of that, too. It's, you have probably, because you deal with more rural communities, it probably comes up a little more often, or maybe not?
No, it does, definitely. I'd say we have a great tree clearing program here, too, which definitely helps the outages. But unfortunately, we can only go so far in the right of way. So
trees
are a huge thing.
Correct.
With us especially.
Well, and when you're out in the rural, you have more, I would assume, wind comes into play a lot more also.
It does. Exactly. And anything can bring down some lines.
Yeah.
Even wind can just snap a pole.
Yeah, and I think there was an issue earlier this week, maybe in Adrian, though, where it was a critter that caused the power outage.
Yep. It can be anything from a snake to a tree frog to a raccoon.
Right.
Don't know.
Right. So before the employees go out in the field, then they probably have a regular checklist that they have to go through for all their equipment to make sure that they're ready for the winter weather.
Yeah, and every specific job, we call it a tailboard, kind of just a rundown of every specific job. So you go over that with your crew prior to work beginning. You know, and especially the weather getting nasty like it's going to be, you really want to talk about things before you leave the shop. Just to be prepared, make sure you have all of your gear for the day.
There you go. What would you suggest homeowners take a look at to help them prepare for the possible, you know, safeties involved with the different weather coming on?
Yeah, I say, and this will kind of correlate to our propane too, but I mean, just to keep your driveway clear, shuffle your feet when you're walking, especially on ice. The bigger the step, the more likely they are to take a fall.
Okay.
But in the event of a power outage when it's so cold, make sure you have somewhat of a crisis kit or a plan in place to prepare for a long outage, especially when it's so cold.
There you go. And like you said, with propane, have it filled and...
Exactly. Keep an eye on your tank gauge. And yeah, I mean, that's vital for a lot of homes.
Okay.
Just keep an eye on your gauge.
There you go.
Don't want to run out. That's the worst thing.
That's for sure.
Tough when we're coming into winter. There's a lot to cover, but book trips, falls, I mean, that's a big one.
Go slow, be smart.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, thanks so much, Evan, for giving us some tips and sharing information with us on safety involved with slips, trips, and falls. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.